Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, we have title matches, we have advocates, and we have sieges. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
In the Queen City, the Queen actually won. And we're going to break that down and much more as we go live on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud. You're liking, subscribing, telling your friends about the wonderful world of AfterBuzz TV and the AfterBuzz wrestling world or universe or galaxy, whatever it is. What's up, everybody? I'm Christian Rosenberg. ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg. Twitter at Real Rosenberg. Instagram, The Real Rosenberg. CollarAndElbowBrand.com. Promo code Rosenberg, save 10%. Guys, the whole team is here. We knew it was a go-home show for Survivor Series. SmackDown needed to be 100%. And for 1 week only, we are 100%. First off, to my left, representing the women's division of SmackDown Live, at Gabrielle_Loren, it's Gabby Loren.
Hey guys, what an awesome SmackDown. You guys can follow me at Gabby.Loren on Instagram and on Twitter, Gabrielle_Loren.
And representing the tag team division on SmackDown, it's our Bludgeon Brothers. First off, at Tom the Comms, Tom Connolly.
Hello. Yo, man, spoiler alert, man. You just gave away the ending of the match. How are we supposed to know?
What?
He just said Charlotte
won. This is
won.
A recap show. Why else were you playing her music?
Because she's awesome. Why
she
not?
She is awesome, but didn't we just... I don't know. Hey, at Scott Narver, it's Scott Narver.
We could be under siege from Steve Kaufman at any moment.
What?
Lock the doors.
Yeah, are the doors
waiting
locked?
Outside.
No.
Why are the doors not locked? Steve could invade at any time. He's so used to being here.
We're not union. We can't do that.
No.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Fire codes. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Is yeah. Raw AfterBuzz here?
No.
Have you seen them?
No,
NXT AfterBuzz?
So no.
No, Giant LaQuasto is chasing a laser pen right now.
Oh, okay. That sounds about right. So, go home show heading into Survivor Series. You know, might have not been many actual matches, but this show was just stacked. And you want to talk about the last 7 days between Raw and SmackDown, just completely shaking up this pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have had some more of that tonight.
The graphics people must be exhausted.
They better have gotten overtime.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of work.
Let's hope they didn't make those shirts, like, you know, at every pay-per-view, it's like, you know, champion versus champion. Like, I hope they didn't make Jinder versus Lesnar shirts last week, and then they're like... You've got to be kidding me.
Well, at least
like,
Jason Jordan's still good, right? Oh, come on.
I think wait, they have John a Cena's team, on though. I think there's a team that does quick turnaround t-shirts because tonight when there was, I'm doing another spoiler, just so you know, the siege at the end, there was like Raw Shield shirts.
Oh, the real.
There was a
they
siege
the
at
real.
The end of the
yeah,
show.
They were
what's
the
going
real.
On?
They were the Rawled.
That was an N-A. That was an I.
Okay. That was the only thing I can think of for a Christian's Closet segment tonight, too, but she just... said it so. I guess we won't.
Oh, like
see,
it?
You are okay. upset when I, things yeah. get spoiled.
No,
I would have rather.
I'm just upset when my personal things get spoiled.
You haven't said your feelings on it. That's still a yeah. totally valid segment.
Yeah, I think okay. you spoiled your own segment.
That's the only thing I would have had
were
this
the
week.
Spoiler.
Well, we got to do predictions too, so we probably won't even have time for it anyway.
Oh,
but
stop.
Why did they have red Shield shirts, though? Instead of the Raw, half Raw, half Shield shirts. Just make some three red Shield shirts. That's all they needed.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Or wear your tactical vests over the red shirts.
Exactly, yes.
Like, the half shirts was a terrible idea.
They had to either go all or nothing, because if you did that, then Sheamus and Cesaro needed it for their shirts. Then you needed, did Strowman even wear one?
Yeah,
okay.
He had a red shirt.
Then you had to do it for Strowman. You had to do it for Angle. You had to do it for everybody. Why is the Shield the only one who gets it?
Because of the Shield. Why okay. not?
Well, let's...
Because people will buy that shirt. That's why.
Well, let's get into the show. And you can hear what all this fuss is about. So, we start off with some real unusual, I think is the best word to describe it. Like, pep rally / church sermon / pass the donation bucket or donation plate. Kurt Angle is on a little stage in the back talking to the entire SmackDown roster.
Kurt Angle?
Oh, no, yeah, I don't even know him anymore. Whoa. I'm so confused as to what's happening
now. What's in your mug there, pal?
Every show, they're all just mixing up. Is it Shane? I don't know anymore.
It's Shane.
Vince is in charge of SmackDown. Linda is in charge of Raw.
Thank you.
But
thank
she's comatose.
For the clarification. Shane McMahon, because if it was Kurt Angle, he would not have needed a microphone in that small room. But Shane McMahon does, apparently.
They all did, I guess.
Yeah, everyone had microphones to pass around as they're all hyping up their team for Survivor Series. Owens and Zayn, like, the main highlights are that Owens and Zayn are standing in the back corner just emotionless. And there's a microphone pass around. Becky says that she's going to break Asuka's arm. The whole, like, rosters going nuts and cheering. Baron Corbin says, it's going to be Miz's end of days. And they're all just like, oh, snap! And New Day is not worried about the Shield. Those are pretty much the highlights of whatever you call this.
The colognes were there.
They were.
Well, while there were a lot of people there, there were also people missing.
That is correct.
Like Orton and Jinder. I didn't see Jinder. Did you guys see Jinder?
No. Cena. Mm-hmm.
Rusev.
Cena, yeah. Right?
Pretty much the
Rusev was not
the
there.
Rusev wasn't there. All of the good, like, men players that are, like,
the
solo
men players as opposed to the boy players?
You know what I'm saying? Like, not the tag teams or the groups.
Like, the main eventers.
The men's division.
The main eventers.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. The men division.
Listen. I don't know what to say. I mean, they're
the women's division. Yeah.
They're
Why
big
is it
men.
Not the men's division.
But, I saw Naomi there, but I didn't see, like, was Charlotte and everyone else there? And the rest of the team?
Charlotte was there.
Okay.
Tamina?
Where? Yeah, I think she was there.
She was looking the wrong way, right?
Lana was there.
I think Naomi was there.
Ellsworth, where was he?
Ellsworth and Carmella were there. I did see that.
You saw Ellsworth?
I don't know if I saw... He was, like, hidden because he's so tiny.
You saw Kurt Angle there, too, so I'm not judging what you said.
Was he not there
at all?
I mean, none of us saw Cena.
No.
Obviously.
Physically impossible.
Right. Just wanted to make sure that was clear.
Why didn't they do this in the ring?
I don't know.
Like, I don't understand why they didn't start SmackDown off with all of them in the ring getting the crowd into this as well.
Because they rather have the crowd go nuts with Dan O'Brien and AJ Styles.
But still, I guess. But that was a weird thing.
I'm fine with the backstage. I don't see why...
You need microphones?
Handheld mics.
Yeah, the mics made no sense to me.
Because they didn't have the flags on them to show SmackDown Live.
Yeah.
And you never saw someone have it to then pass it. It just cut 2 moments, and then they didn't have the mic anymore, and then they would address someone else, and it's like, then they just have a mic. It's like, what is this? Why are we dealing with magical mic powers here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it seemed like people shifted, too. Mm-hmm. Like, people were in different places also, so maybe it was shot, like, 3 times throughout the day,
and they reconvened. Yeah.
Yeah.
We did it once. Oh, no, listen. We need mics. Maybe we don't need mics. Now we do need mics. Oh, but we already edited this together. Who cares? It's already 8 o'clock.
They CGI'd microphones into it, exactly. Is what you're saying. Okay.
Throw it on the air. It's fine.
Well, Daniel Bryan comes to the ring, making his return after he was chokeslammed through something in was it Shane's or Kurt's dressing room?
Kurt.
I don't know anymore.
Kurt.
Okay. And he's back.
Dressing room? That was an office.
Yeah.
I don't. Oh my goodness!
I don't know what's happening. Where am I? Is this NXT?
Yeah.
Where am I?
You think you're hobo? Talk like hobo.
I don't think that's physically possible.
Sure it is.
Or you talk like him.
I didn't request me to do that.
Daniel Bryan went to Raw to try to make peace. He should have known when he saw Stephanie that he wouldn't walk out on his 2 feet. But SmackDown doesn't stay down. And there's a very good chance that tonight Raw will come back and counterattack, which we kind of already talked about. He introduced AJ Styles, the new champion. And Bryan asks AJ if tonight he would like his own personal advocate, where AJ says sure. Even though he said yes, I'm saying he said sure, just to kind of mix things up.
Mm-hmm.
Dan O'Brien is then the advocate, and he mentions how Brock has a tendency to quit, just like he did years ago at WWE, and like he did to a half-ass knee bar in the UFC.
Oh, shots fired, Frank Mir.
Anytime he gets pushed into deep water, Brock Lesnar quits. He cannot keep up with the phenomenal one. Daniel said Paul gave 5 reasons to watch Survivor Series. I'm giving you 1. You can watch 6'3", 285-pound beast be mentally beaten, mentally victimized, and mentally conquered. AJ then mentioned that he can talk because he's not a puppet like Lesnar. And this isn't a Rocky movie. This is an AJ Styles production. So he stole that from Goldust.
I thought this was fun.
I loved it.
Yeah. I thought it was great to see Daniel Bryan go out there and mimic Paul Heyman, and the crowd was into it, and everybody's just really on board with AJ Styles being WWE champion. Mm-hmm. It's a fun time for that, so I dug it.
Yeah, I mean, the gender experiment happened, you know, we lived through it. We made it through. And I mean, I think I wasn't here last week, but that match was the best match he's had, you know.
It was his best match, but I feel, and I know people are going to disagree, I feel the gender experiment, as you said, I feel it worked, because at the end of the day, you want someone that you are not a fan of, that you're hating, that you're booing, and you're hoping that someone takes that title off him. Mm-hmm. And when they finally do, you have this massive eruption. That's what happened last week.
Yeah, but he did
his job.
His storyline was not as good as it could have been. Like, I think it could have been better.
I don't blame him for that.
I don't blame him either. So, yeah, I thought this was fun, though. It was awesome to see AJ as champion. I mean, that makes... If Survivor Series was not on the network and you had to buy it, after that, I'm buying it. That sells me on it. I mean, and then adding Triple H to the match and everything else. Like, this is a Survivor Series that they're hyping up so much that, I mean, I hope it delivers.
And I feel like, with that being said, although there's a lot of things that have been predictable, I think there's a lot of unpredictable factors also, because things keep changing. Obviously, that's the nature of the universe, but I feel as though on Sunday we're going to get a lot of surprises just based off storylines within SmackDown.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It'll be exciting.
And then we come back from commercial. AJ is walking backstage. He walks into Jinder, and Jinder says, when you're lost to Lesnar on Sunday, it will mean nothing when I beat you and become champion again.
Whatever. He was late for work. He missed the pep rally.
Yeah.
I think they're teasing another match between AJ and Jinder. Jinder's going to re-challenge him next week for that belt.
Yeah.
That feud's not over.
Mm-mm.
No, he gets his rematch.
You think it'll be next week that he challenges him?
I think next week.
All right.
That he challenges. So the match will be on SmackDown next week, or they'll make the challenge next week?
There's going to be a match on SmackDown next week in my predictions, because, come on, like, right after a main, like, big event that we're seeing, the pay-per-view, you're going to want to see something like that. You're going to want to see something good. Mm. So they have to amp it up.
Well, they amped us up with a United States Championship match for our first in-ring action tonight.
That's true.
Baron Corbin defending against Sin Cara, who's had his number the last month, but now the title's on the line, and my oh my, how things go exactly how you would think they'd go.
No, because I expected Sin Cara to be at that pep rally. Not there either.
Yeah, he was.
No way.
Yeah, he was.
He was standing right next to Baron Corbin.
Bobby Roode was separating Baron Corbin and Sin Cara.
You know, bitter rivals. Just only need Bobby Roode in the middle of them.
There.
That could have been anybody in a Sin Cara mask, by the way.
Yeah, he did have a t-shirt on, so yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that could be anybody.
Maybe that's where Orton was.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's Sin Cara at the house shows.
Or maybe there was a spy from Raw.
Maybe, yeah.
Jason Jordan.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Kalisto. Mm-hmm. Kurt Angle.
Kalisto was there. Because
he was the one who gave the speech, right?
That's
right.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Corbin hit the end of days to retain his title, so he will be the one facing The Miz this Sunday, which makes sense since he's been the one in the social media tuffle.
What? Yeah. It started out kind of hot, and now it's just like...
Because Miz has just owned him.
Yeah, now it's just... it's going to happen. I like the ending of this match, though. I wasn't expecting it to end. Like, I thought, Sin Cara's making a comeback, and then nope. Oh, end of days.
Out of nowhere, even.
I know. I like the way he did that, so if he can, you know, do that to more people, it's a lot better.
This was a really great match. I loved Sin Cara in it, and it was very strong, the way they started off. And I thought it was so funny at the end when Corbin was saying to the camera, or the audience, I guess I should say, "I'm so good, it's not funny." Did you guys see that?
Mm-hmm.
He's not full of himself or anything.
No.
I honestly thought he was going to maybe lose in this match, because he's had losing streaks before. So it was nice to see him continue on for Survivor Series.
So you're okay with that? You didn't want Sin Cara to take it?
I like Sin Cara. I think he's really awesome. But we've been following Baron Corbin for so long now that it would be unnatural almost to not see him go to Survivor Series.
I will say I am hoping, because this, over this last month, I know we've joked about Sin Cara since this show's existence, but I am happy with what they've been doing with him, and he has been putting on good matches. So I just really hope now that this mini feud is seems most likely done now that the title match happened, that he just doesn't fall to the wayside again, that they actually use him and put him in something else and we start seeing him on a regular basis again.
Yeah. Mm. Former tag team, lose to the Bludgeon Brothers. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Him and Ty Dillinger, because where's he been?
That's a fair point. Daniel Bryan and Shane are backstage. Shane's talking about how you know, did you see how everyone backstage was working well? We need cohesion. That's what we got. And Daniel Bryan, yeah. And after Sunday, we need to have a meeting to talk about cohesion. Because I'm pissed at you. And I'm leaving early, like you.
Yeah, I don't get it. Do the meeting now. Yeah. You're at work.
Mm-hmm. The camera's on. Come on.
Yeah, like, you're both there.
Well, what's happening is they're trying to save each other's relationship to not go too crazy before a big event on Sunday.
I'd love to pull that off at work.
Yeah.
With a tiff with my boss and go, look, I'm going to save our relationship. I'm going to leave work.
I'm just going to take the rest of the day off.
Oh, the week. Mm. There's no meetings in between. I'll see you next week entirely.
But I'm still getting paid, right? Mm. I'm still getting paid over
this time.
Obviously, because we're saving the relationship.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I don't know. I know it's not happening, but can we just stop getting the teases of Dan O'Brien, you know, him calling out the thing with Lesnar earlier, like, the thing with him and Angle, like, there's so many matches we want to see Daniel Bryan in that we're never going to get to see because they're not going to clear him to wrestle. I mean, no, maybe they will. I don't know.
I think the stage is set for a Daniel Bryan versus Paul Heyman Iron Man match.
Or... Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Shane versus Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like it's coming up.
Yeah.
It could.
But I don't know. I don't get what they're doing with him. It's just kind of like... It's a weird tease, though.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of be like, every time, like, oh, he can cut a promo on someone or something, but then you're like, but they're not going to let him wrestle, so...
I mean, it could also be the ulterior where maybe Daniel Bryan wants to take some time off to be with his newborn baby, and so this is a way of saying you're fired.
Yeah.
Eventually by Shane McMahon. I mean, yeah, I hope that's not the case, but it could be something that does happen in the storyline temporarily. Mm.
I agree. I don't want Daniel Bryan to spend time with his children either.
Yeah. No.
Exactly.
No. We need him more.
We need him.
Yeah. We need him that one day a week.
You hear that, Dad?
Yeah. You hear that, Birdie? We get him one day a week, all right?
Yeah, you can Skype to your kid. It's fine.
Can the kid read text yet?
No.
Well, hurry up.
She's probably like 6 months.
She should hurry up.
Grow up.
Yeah. God. So needy.
Aren't they just born with a phone in their hand now?
Don't you have both Bellas taking care of you?
Shouldn't she be training?
Yeah.
Shouldn't she be getting in the ring? So Daniel Bryan couldn't play Ric Flair? Doesn't this make sense?
Spoiler, again.
Spoiler. Oh, jeez.
Spoiler for 30 years from now.
Jeez. Spoiler alert. Well, speaking of Charlotte, she takes on Natalya for the... see what I'm doing? You had me so messed up this week.
Me?
I don't know who's on what show anymore.
How did I do this? You saw Kurt Angle giving a speech.
All right.
How was I involved?
So on Lucha Underground, we had Charlotte versus Natalya.
Lucha, come on.
Now, this match...
Josh Matthews on commentary.
Yes. It was Josh Matthews, Jim Ross, and Vampiro. I don't know how this happened.
America's Top Team came out, made a challenge.
This match was fantastic.
What match? What could this be? I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
I was just saying like the 18 commentators that called the match between Charlotte
and
Natalya.
That's old SmackDown.
Oh. Gotcha. This match, I found it interesting. This match never slowed down. Mm-hmm. A lot of these matches, you know, typical strategy and how a match works is usually, you know, eventually the heel takes command of the match. He'll have a few like rest holds, taunt a lot, take control. There really wasn't much of that, this at all. Yeah, Natalya was in control at times, but it never really slowed down. It just kept going for, you know, like 15 or so minutes. This match was non-stop excitement. The powerbomb into the ring post. I think the part that looked more vicious was her drop after.
Mm.
It just looked nasty. All of a sudden, Charlotte makes a comeback, hits the big boot, locks into figure eight, and we have a brand new SmackDown Women's Champion in Charlotte. She talks with Renee after the match in the ring. Talks about how there was a Queen of Raw before the Goddess, and she's going to take out Alexa Bliss. And now she's heading up the ramp. The Nature Boy himself, for the first time since he was hospitalized, appeared on WWE TV with a big old hug to his daughter.
And she had no idea.
Yeah.
No idea.
It didn't seem that way.
No, I don't think she did at all. I mean, especially from the promo. I mean, I thought the match was awesome. Like you said, it was nonstop. It was nonstop the whole time. I wasn't expecting Charlotte to win. I mean, especially being in her hometown, people don't really win. I thought maybe Alexa Bliss was going to interfere just because it seems like she doesn't want to face Charlotte. But now we get that match, which we haven't. It's a brand new, fresh match too that they've never fought each other. And I mean, when Rick came out, like, if you didn't feel anything for that, then you have like no soul or no heart. Like, I don't know how.
Why'd
like,
you look at me when you said
that? Yeah, seriously.
I didn't even look at you. I'm just saying.
He looked at all of us.
You're all soulless.
That's what I'm trying to say.
You're all robots.
You all were just laughing the whole time and thought it was fun. No. it was a very touching moment, and I was actually surprised with Charlotte's promo where, you know, she was obviously very emotional, but she was able to turn on a dime and be like, all right, I got to cut this promo, and I got to be serious, and I can't be crying, and then I can go back to being emotional after that.
Because she's a professional.
Yeah.
That's why she's the top of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And since when does somebody win a title in their hometown?
I mean, she lost the last
William
time
Regal
was
every single time.
Well,
you
not
go
only
back
that.
And look at every single Raw in England. Mm-hmm. They just gave Regal a title.
I also think it's Charlotte Flair. I mean, come on. Of course they're going to give it to her. I know it's not a normal thing, but I thought from last week she was going to get it. I just had a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a high-energy match. I thought it was one of the best of the night. No real dynamics of up, down with energy levels. It was up the whole time.
Yeah.
They were going at it, like, fierce. And this wasn't the only match tonight that had that element. There was the Sami Zayn and Xavier Woods match also that I think had that element as well. But with this specific one, I think Charlotte, well-deserved win. Like, she needed to get that WWE Championship belt. And then the thing at the end with her dad coming out, totally surprised. It was very evident. And I actually started tearing up because what a special moment that is. Like, she was kind of like, what's going on right now? Like, why is his music playing? Is he here? And he waited a few seconds to kind of stall to give her that little, like, anxious edge. And he showed up. And it was like a nice embrace and a great way to say congratulations, baby, you know? Like, that's my girl.
Yeah, two Loved weeks it. In a row we get these amazing title matches.
Yeah,
AJ and Jinder, and this week Natalya and Charlotte, and it's
we
making
have been
Survivor Series that much better.
Yeah, just like we've had all these great matches, and now we get Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm.
It's the holiday season.
It is.
Hey, speaking of holiday season, Bludgeon Brothers.
Yes.
It's nighttime this time.
Yeah, well, they've been cutting that promo for
all day long. I don't hear anything except for the scream. I can't feel anything except for the cracking of bones.
All right, well, go into the promo that they were talking about, though.
Oh, I'm reading the promo.
No, you clearly slipped into some things.
No, this is word for word.
I think you're reading your journal.
I wish I was this creative in my journal.
I'm glad you're not, actually, because that would be really creepy.
Every hammer needs a nail to give it purpose, and our purpose is to obliterate everyone.
Okay.
And then they
put
both
your journal down and talk about the Bludgeon Brothers, please.
They debut next week.
Oh, good.
Most likely against the Hype Bros.
They are. They were already challenged by the Hype Bros.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I saw that online.
Oh, poor colognes.
You guys, I have a serious question. Are those Harper's real teeth? Do you guys ever get like a close-up shot of that?
Well, sometimes they look extra gnarly because of his long mustache, which makes it look like they're gnarlier than they appear to be.
Are you sure about that?
I think there is real teeth. I'm going to say,
oh my goodness, I hope not.
I think they are. And I think he purposely doesn't fix them because like...
Yeah, it's a character.
It adds the character.
It's not even the direction, though. It's like all yellow and like they look rotted, like as if it's Halloween or something.
But like, I didn't look that close.
Sign up, Scott. Did you see this past weekend's Up, Up, Down, Down with Luke Harper on it?
No. Does he just break the whole thing with a hammer and stop the show?
Sadly, no.
He's amazing
in their Madden tournament.
Oh, God. The one thing that would make me not want to watch that.
Oh, it was so great because, like, I'm like, oh, my God, this is the other Luke Harper. It was so entertaining.
All right.
I mean, I just love watching them make fun of each other during the Madden tournaments anyway, but I'm like, Luke Harper's on this? I am intrigued.
That's pretty cool.
I have another question for you guys about this.
Okay.
So I don't know if there is symbolism behind the symbol. Can we throw up the picture really quick?
Oh, we got a picture.
Don't look at it.
Can we look?
Promo that we saw of the Bludgeon Brothers, they were stroking their weapons.
Yes.
And there's symbols on there. But there's also,
if that's what you want to call it, go ahead.
There's also symbols on Rowan's jacket that match what's on the weapon. So, I mean, it looks like someone's holding something. I think
that's the hammer.
It's a hammer with the B.
Yeah.
Well, it's also
oh, you're
too
right. It
curved,
is the B.
It's two curved arms coming around and its hands holding two hammers at opposite ends.
Oh, yeah.
But it creates the B.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Because I was like...
Bludgeon Brothers.
Yes, there we go. Bludgeon Brothers. And they're connected. I love it. Mm-hmm. So I noticed that, and then it also is the same symbol on Rowan's jacket as well. So I thought it was really cool.
That's just good coordination.
Mm-hmm. They thought about those details.
Mm-hmm.
I did see a picture of them. They're like, it's like red and black.
Yeah, they got some red in their gear now. Yeah. So we'll see next week. Oh, Christian's Closet segment next week. Is that a spoiler?
Everything's a spoiler.
Okay.
Not if you don't tell us who it's about.
I literally just did.
Yeah.
So
spoiler.
Yeah, there it is.
There could be more than one, though.
That is true. Mm. That is true.
Usually is.
I usually try to take up as much time as possible. So, Chad Gable versus Jimmy Uso. Uso's talking about how the Swiss Superman's mouthpiece won't protect him when they super kick his kryptonite into him. They then continue talking trash about all the other tag teams on SmackDown. Again, call Gable and Benjamin American Alpha Part 2.
Locked up.
And they're locked up. And I think it's now official that Gable and Benjamin are heels. The way they acted when the Usos got to the ring and the tactics that Gable did during his match, they are heels now.
And Usos are now faces.
It has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Said this weeks ago. Well, and I was laughed at.
Well, it's at least temporary because they got to go up against the bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so maybe shortly thereafterwards
they'll go back.
Yeah,
but Gable and Benjamin stay as heels.
Who knows? Who knows if they stay as a tag team?
That's true. So I thought it was a fun match between these two. They gave them time. They gave them a lot more time than I thought this match would get. Towards the end of the match, Jey Uso and Benjamin are kind of running around fighting a little bit on the outside. Gable knocks off Jey from the apron and then turns to a super kick. Jimmy gets the win, a little revenge from last week and their countout loss. And momentum for the Usos heading to Survivor Series.
Actually, this was a very high-energy
match.
They were going at it, too, just as much as, you know, Charlotte and Natty.
Mm. Yeah, I think when we actually get the tag match of them, like on a pay-per-view or wherever, it's going to be awesome, these four guys. I thought it was an awesome promo by the Usos. Like, they're just in that mode where it's just like, whatever they're doing is working. And, I mean, I think the match on Sunday with the bar, it has the potential to be the best match of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Like, anything Usos, like, you know, I think those guys have learned that, like, all right, wherever they put us on the card, it doesn't matter because we're just going to steal the show and everyone else can follow after, so...
Sami Zayn and Owens are backstage. They're talking about how we're not even on Survivor Series and it's because Shane has a personal vendetta and they should be fighting the Shield. Nobody is better than us. the only show that matters is the Sammy and Kevin show. No, the Kevin and Sammy show. No, it's the Sammy and Kevin show. No, it's Kevin's. Oh, no, we're best friends.
Are we going to talk about what happened?
Oh, you as far as what the report was. I mean, they were sent home after SmackDown last week. They're like, Ryan Satin on Pro Wrestling Sheet said because they broke a rule. Like, they went off script a little bit. Where they were supposed to, what's called feed, in wrestling terms, which is pretty much be the recipient of a number of moves, in this case from the New Day, and they just instead of that,
they were supposed to like feed them bootios. That's what I thought they were going to
do. No, like, no, they were supposed to like, so like Owens ran in and started attacking. I think it was Kofi, where then the rest of the New Day then came in, and pretty much the New Day was supposed to kind of take him out a little bit. And then Zayn and Owens kind of scurry off. But instead, Owens got a few shots in, and then they just got out of the ring before New Day could do anything to them.
So you mean this was planned beforehand? This was the match. I don't know what we're talking
this
about.
This was after the match.
Yeah. Supposed to feed into
No, the
them?
Match, the match was over.
Yeah. But they were supposed to just walk into danger?
I'm
that sounds ludicrous. Right. Hey, the they do that? These the only are competitors.
Person, the only person I trust is Ryan Satin on Pro Wrestling Sheet, and this is what he reported. That's
Take
all
that, Meltzer. Shots fired.
Yes. Bang, bang.
But, I mean, I don't know if we really out deep want to get into it, but isn't? Do you think it's a weird thing to happen, like, for them? To just be like, I don't know, not be happy with what they're doing? Would you be, I don't know, it's a weird thing to hear, especially them to just be like, all right, we're sending you home. Like, you're not even on the rest of the tour.
I mean, like, it's tough to gauge because it didn't really seem like... I mean, at least from this week, it didn't really seem like it hurt their stock. They were still the main event. They still had their promo.
Yeah.
So I don't really see it being that big of an issue.
Then why was it blown up? And I mean...
Because that's what social media does.
Yeah.
But, they're the ones who tell us John Cena's on Team SmackDown.
But see, this is the thing that makes no
sense. The worst.
Yeah. But the thing that makes no sense about it, if you're WWE from that perspective, why do you send them home? Like,
yeah, make him do another tour immediately after.
Exactly. Like, okay, be so like you're never going
make home. Make him stay and do an extra tour.
Yeah.
Here's my idea of the situation. Mm-hmm. In Hollywood and entertainment, a lot of times there are publicity stunts. What if this was just news to get everyone riled up and talking, but it had nothing to do with what actually happened?
I mean,
it could very well be.
I'd rather be that because I just think it's crazy to just be like, no, we're just sending you guys home. Like, go home and rest for 5 days? Like, that's not a WWE thing.
Well,
that's like a, no, too bad you're working.
Well, I think those tours, you also get, like, some type of bonus for them. So they probably lost part of that bonus. I mean, now I'm just speculating.
Tweet out that you have a shirt. Boom, bonus recovery.
Yeah, huh? Yeah.
Oh, I'm not here. Is that all I need to do?
I'm not here, but still buy my Sami Zayn shirt at the merchandise table.
It's kind of funny because they're looked at as, like, rebels, you know, in WWE. So, I mean, they're literally their characters.
Yeah, that's what I don't know. It's a weird thing for them to just send them home and then, you know, they're kind of feuding with other people. Like, there was stuff with Randy Orton and Kevin Owens going
back and forth. That was hilarious on Twitter.
Yeah. So, it's like, I don't... It's a weird thing to me that for them to do that and...
I mean, hype bros, colognes, just start rebelling. You'll get sent home instead of having to travel around and not be used on the shows.
What if they just show up to break the rules some more?
And I mean, they're all obviously not on the show for Sunday, so what are they going to do with these guys? You basically took your top two heels on the show.
Yeah, I wouldn't say obviously. I know. I would not say they're obviously not on the show.
But I mean, you're basically taking your top two heels and not doing anything with them. At a major pay-per-view.
I wouldn't say anything either.
Well.
I mean, hey, they probably get sent home tonight. Do I have to come to the Survivor Series? I'm not on the show, so can I just stay home again for another weekend?
Well, the main event, which they are in, against the New Day. First off, New Day talks trash about the Shield, and like, they got 13 titles between them, and we only have 27. Well, most are Kofi's. Yeah, he's so good. He's so amazing. They talk about why do you call yourselves dogs? They eat their own poop. Unicorns bring magic onto this earth. They're together because it's cuffing season. And the Shield won't be a team by WrestleMania, and we will. We've never stabbed each other in the back. Match happens.
Ooh. I don't know.
Planting seeds?
Yeah, I think so.
That's exactly what I think. We'll get into that.
Do you think the fact that Sammy threw his shirt off at Xavier in the very beginning was like a sign from what happened last week.
No, that's a classic heel thing that people do all the time.
Because he was like, oh, really? Like, he kept saying that. It seemed authentic.
That's good.
I think the New Day is very good at being at doing. Like, I think all of the guys, all five of them in the ring tonight, like,
They're all themselves.
Yeah, and they made it feel like there was definitely some kind of, like, heat between them. Like, even more so than I think it was really there. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that's just how they're just really good at the job, so.
Yep. The match is happening, again, like we were kind of touching on a little earlier. Really fun match between the four of them. The crowd starts staring up, and no one acknowledges it for like 5 minutes. Everyone is just staring at where the Shield is going to enter for several minutes. And then the Shield's music hits. I'm like, what's that? Where's everyone looking? They've all been looking.
I didn't even notice that at all.
I did. I was like, what's about to happen?
I mean, I figured there's somebody who's going to come out, but I didn't see the crowd like looking up there.
Go back and use it with like 5 minutes before it happens. They all just stand and start staring up
there.
And
then people were like, with their expressions, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Security gets in place. Mm-hmm. Like, there's always a lot of tip-offs at shows like that where, you know, or somebody goes and gets nachos and they go, oh, the Shield's over there. You know,
like
getting
a light set up there or something. Mm-hmm. You know, different little things that the crowd will see, but maybe the people at home won't.
Well, the funny thing is with that, when everyone was looking up, I knew something was about to happen, but I actually forgot about the whole siege aspect and that we are on the last show before Sunday. Mm. So I thought maybe it was just going to be somebody who distracts to help someone else win. Mm. But then it wound up being the Shield, and, you know, I don't want to spoil it, but a lot of other people.
We're at the part now.
A lot of other people.
So
who else was there? I don't know.
It ended up being a no contest because Shield came down, and they surround the ring with the three members of New Day and Owens and Zayn. Owens and Zayn wisely just rolled out of the ring and like, no, you guys are on your own.
Whoa, they're going to get sent home. Yeah. They didn't feed into everybody.
Yeah, I know.
They didn't help him at all.
That's crazy.
How dare they? I was really waiting for Kevin Owens to super kick Xavier Woods. Like, I thought they were just going to kick them and then leave. And you'd be like, all right, here you go. pick up the crap.
So Usos run in. I love this little second when the Usos ran in to help the New Day, and then they just stood and stared at Roman for like a second, and then they started just fighting Ambrose and Rollins.
So well, sad they couldn't place him.
Yeah.
Like, wait. Looks
I know you from
such
somewhere.
A stupid shirt. Who is that?
I have to go back for a second to the beginning of when this all started with the Shield and they were surrounding the ring. Don't you guys think that this leaves even more of a storyline for Sammy and KO to show up on Sunday? Because they literally left their team. Mm-hmm. They are on SmackDown, and they did not defend SmackDown. So how could they just be MIA?
Yeah.
Well, I think they won't be missing. They'll make it clear of like, yeah, we're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to be major players after Survivor Series.
Yeah.
I think there's other major players in store for Survivor Series. But I don't see it that way, but I hope that they are.
Mm-hmm. Sheamus and Cesaro come in. Then the Raw women beat up the women of SmackDown. Alexa took out Charlotte.
Wait.
The camera person went under siege into the women's locker room.
Again.
Yeah, who knows what could have been going on in there? They just burst right in.
The cameraman's David and Brooke. Cameraman's Dana Brooke. That's why she can get in.
Still.
No, she's not that good.
You gotta knock and go, hey, is it okay? Yeah. We're bringing in a live camera.
What if it was a female, okay?
Yeah. Everyone decent, come on.
Yeah, what if no one's decent?
Well, what if it was like a preview from earlier? So they already knew everyone was fine.
And where was Ellsworth?
What do you mean? It was live.
It was a live under siege.
Yeah.
What were you about to say, Tom?
There could have been nudity.
Yeah, because we got like 5 minutes to do our predictions. So what were you going to say?
I don't get the whole Alexa Bliss can knock someone out with one punch thing.
She has the vicious forearm.
No,
the forearm of doom.
No, form of death.
That's not.
She has a little wind up on the
back. It's because she wasn't shown on camera, and then all of a sudden she was there.
Well, no, she was.
But
though.
She was.
Yeah,
she was, and she's won matches with that punch.
I don't like that. She's too small of a person to be able to do that.
It's 5 feet of fury.
I don't care.
The fury's all in that forearm.
Tiny people can't punch Conor McGregor.
So the women get attacked, and then Joe, Balor, Titus, Apollo Crews, they show up.
All the main eventers.
All the main eventers. And then Shane McMahon leads 25% of the SmackDown locker room to the ring.
25, man, you're really...
I'm being generous. And then Angle shows up on the stage with Strowman, and SmackDown just gets pulverized. Two Shield triple power bombs onto Shane, as well as an Angle slam onto Shane, left him laying, and SmackDown ends with Raw standing tall.
Even Titus O'Neil.
Even Titus and Cruz.
For
fighting Shane.
Shane McMahon.
Yep. Yep.
So I don't understand why Raw did such a great siege, but SmackDown was so basic. When you see SmackDown, which they literally replayed on three different shows.
I completely disagree. I think the SmackDown siege was so much more entertaining than Raw.
Really?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
It was much
Raw's
more creative.
Raw was awesome tonight. Are you kidding? Mm. There was so much more action-packed.
SmackDown only had six guys.
Yeah.
Fighting.
The SmackDown moment, I thought, was way better. It was a lot more fun.
Yes.
But when you look at the cameras and what they shot backstage, it just didn't look as cool.
I disagree.
Like, this started with a few people, and then slowly more and more and more and more, and it was, like, building up the excitement throughout the last few minutes of our SmackDown show tonight.
I thought it was too awkward, this one, of like, it started in the ring, then it went to the women in the back. Like, at least the SmackDown one was like, alright, go in the back, guys, and then it went back and just started beating the crap out of everybody or whoever they could find, you know. The only thing I don't like, where was Daniel Bryan? Oh, I guess Daniel Bryan left, so he wasn't there.
Where was Orton? Where was Cena? Yeah. Where was Rusev? Where was Dillinger?
Fashion Files.
Yeah. Right, where's Breezango? Yeah. Nakamura was out there.
The colognes.
Yeah. Where were the colognes? There were so many people. Where was Aiden English? I mean, we could just go on and on.
Like, I'd rather see if this is how it was going to happen. Like, Raw destroy everybody, because SmackDown destroyed the entire roster.
With the exception of Miz. Miz escaped.
Yeah.
But other than that, they destroyed everyone, every level.
He missed both sieges, the Miz. He wasn't here tonight either, so... Yeah.
Alright, we gotta get into our predictions, because it's Raw versus SmackDown this Sunday. And now... As I'm coughing out too, Tom. What did you do to me? Alright, so we need to know how many of these matches SmackDown is going to win, because we know SmackDown is, of course, the superior brand.
All of them.
Alright, well, there's our predictions, everybody. Boom. Well, first up, the kickoff match, the one non-brand versus brand show, Enzo versus Kalisto for the Cruiserweight title.
Who?
Yeah, 205 Live guys.
I heard of this Kalisto guy, but the other guy, I don't know.
Sin Cara.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sin Cara will win. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, Enzo's retaining.
Send him home.
Yeah.
Tell him to take a bath.
Give the belt to Cedric Alexander, please. Yeah,
205 Live Cruiserweight title match.
It's who I want to win versus who I really think is going to win. So I think Enzo's really going to win, but I would like Kalisto to win.
Miz versus Baron Corbin.
Miz.
I was going to say, this has got to be Miz, right?
He's
got the Miztourage, too.
Yeah, but it could be Baron, but I'm just going Miz.
Yeah. I'm going Miz.
Go either way.
I'm going to go Corbin. Sorry, guys.
Quite all right. Corbin appreciates you.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. And you guys will when I win.
I didn't know
all the predictions.
I didn't know we were competing for something.
Remember we used to compete. What
every month we all bet $100. I don't know where you've been.
Yeah, seriously.
Every month we're all tagged in this Twitter post and it won't end.
The women's Survivor Series match: Nia Jax, Bayley, Sasha Banks, Asuka, and Alicia Fox represent Raw versus Carmella, Naomi, Becky Lynch, Tamina, and question mark.
Oh, question mark's so good.
I know. Yeah. Well, here's the thing:
my favorite superstar,
Alice Riley.
If Asuka is in this match, Raw wins. I have a feeling Asuka's going to get taken out before the match.
No way.
Or count out, or who are they gonna... DQ. Like,
no, you can't have her lose at all. You
Why?
Cannot have her lose
then,
at all.
Then
Why?
Raw
that
wins
was the
this
NXT
match.
Thing.
Right. If she's in the match, Raw wins.
Yeah.
Period.
I think it's her. I say her and Nia survive.
Okay. So you have two survivors for Raw. Mm. Who do we think is taking the spot that Charlotte had for SmackDown? Will it be Natalya? Will it be Lana? Will it be Paige? Will it be someone from NXT?
I think it's going to be
Will it be
Natalya.
Mickie James switching back?
It's going to be Natalya. I mean... They can't just be... I don't know. I feel bad if Natalya wasn't on the show.
I think it's going to be Paige.
No, she's supposed to be in Raw, so...
Well, of course they'll swerve this, then.
Asuka was supposed to be on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Says who?
says
at
Scott.
At the time, the same thing that you're hearing, they're supposed to be on this. I go, it's Lana on the team, but I'm saying Raw wins, because I want Alicia Fox
to win something,
to flourish.
Yeah,
it's so good.
The Shield versus the New Day. Big E's turning heel.
What? No.
Big E's turning heel on Sunday. I'm saying it right now.
What, after the match? Yeah. During the match? When?
I don't know when, but he's turning heel.
Backstage. He's going to get sent
before
home,
the match
too.
Even happens.
He's turning heel. I don't want him to.
I hate merchandise checks.
No, I mean, if they're going to break up the New Day, this is not the time to do it. I don't think. I think Shield wins, though.
Oh. Shield.
Oh, Shield's definitely winning. Regardless of a heel turn,
I say New Day wins.
You think New Day's going to win?
Mm-hmm.
Something the chat thinks it's going to be Brooke Hogan.
Oh, that's amazing.
You are wrong.
Oh, you are right. Let's make it happen.
I agree with AJ. Shield wins, and no one. I mean, people care, but they're not going to be like super happy over.
Alexa Bliss versus Charlotte. Charlotte's going to win this one.
Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
All right.
Hopefully she doesn't get punched. Tom will be mad.
I will be mad.
Charlotte's going to get her revenge on Alexa for that punch in the locker room. Yeah.
Sheamus and Cesaro versus the Usos. I think the Usos are going to take it.
I think
we said earlier, I think this is going to steal the show.
Yeah.
The bar.
Mm. Gabby?
Usos.
Dirty tactics.
Mm. How about Brock Lesnar and AJ Styles?
Ooh, that's the main event. I don't know why you're skipping it.
Yeah.
But okay.
I hope it's the main event. They're not booking it like it is. It better be the main event. Because this is a dream match.
Yeah.
I mean, Lesnar's probably going to win, but it's such a toss-up.
I mean, I think if Lesnar wins, it's because Jinder costs AJ the match.
Mm-hmm.
But I want AJ to win this match.
I want him to win, yeah.
I think it'll be a good way of, like, all right, it's not for the title, so if Lesnar loses, he doesn't lose the belt, you know.
I plead the fifth. No, I'm just kidding. I think, I'm going to go with Tom. I think Jinder could get involved or do some distractions. And Lesnar is going to get it.
Oh, also.
No contest.
No contest?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually probably smarter for them to do
that. That's why I said it.
Yeah, that's why. Real quick also, yes or no, does Carmella cash in?
Someone says yes.
I think she cashes in on Alexa.
But she can't, though.
How do you know? They've never said for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Yes, they have, yeah.
They've said women's title shot.
No, I think it's the same show.
We'll see.
No, I don't think she does.
Okay. Finally, Strowman, Joe, Balor, and Triple H versus Shane, Cena, Orton, Nakamura, and Bobby Roode.
Your heel turn comes here in the form of Jason Jordan, the one who let all the SmackDown people in.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
That's why Stephanie said to Kurt, how'd they get in? Oh,
I like
Jason Jordan.
But he did get beat up, though.
So then who wins?
He sure did. He's even better. Yeah, okay, and now he's
so SmackDown or Raw, then? You're saying SmackDown wins?
SmackDown wins.
I think SmackDown.
All because of a heel Jason Jordan.
Yeah.
Or what if Jason Jordan helps them win for the Raw side?
Helps Raw win?
Yeah.
He can't because Triple H beat him up.
Yeah. Yeah, he's bitter now.
He's a good guy. He's a baby face, so he's going to come out and just save the day.
He was. He's going to grow some stubble.
I could do it, please.
Nakamura will be the sole survivor to help heavily push him to set up Mania with him and AJ.
Wow.
Those are our predictions.
Okay. What? I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of guys in that match.
There are a lot of guys.
I don't know how they're going to get out. Get
Strowman's going to get counted out or something. He's not going to get pinned.
Ellsworth strikes again.
Yes. All right, but we got to wrap this up. Those are our picks. We want to know what your picks are. You can leave the comments on the YouTube page or on iTunes, and you can also talk to us on various forms of social media. Scott Narver, how can people reach out to you?
You can reach out on social media at Scott Narver. You can check out youtube.com/onyourmarkshow. Free, funny, great shoot interviews that you cannot miss that are wild and outrageous. So check that out. And also, I will be at Clarksville, Tennessee at TNT Pro Wrestling Apocalypse. I'll be there watching the show. It's going to be amazing. So if you're in the Tennessee area, hope to see you there.
Tom Connolly.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TomTheCom.
Gabby.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Gabby.Loren and then also Twitter at Gabrielle_Loren. And I'll be at WrestleCade in about a week.
All right. And you can follow me on Twitter at Will Rosenberg, Instagram, The Will Rosenberg, presentees.com/Christian Rosenberg, ColorNobleBrand.com. Promo code Rosenberg. Save 10%. And for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow them on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Enjoy Survivor Series this Sunday. For Scott Narver, Tom Connolly, and Gabby Loran, I'm Christian Rosenberg. We'll see you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.